Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We're back. Let's go to the talk lines. Joe, you're up. Welcome to the show.
Hey, you know, all these problems we're seeing, I think it's, and it's been well talked about, we need to adhere to the rule of law. Without the rule of law, we don't have a country. We don't have a city. We have gotten so far away from that and relaxed all standards that we've grown up with for decades. And it is truly destroying the country. It used to be phrases like that were hyperbole. Now they're not hyperbole. It's that the country's truly being destroyed on many different facets. And, you know, trying to keep politics out of it, which is hard to do nowadays, I think it's this liberal thinking, the soft on crime, the coddling criminals, not wanting to call them inmates, and every derivation of that, illegal immigrations, higher taxes, inflation, the China posturing we're seeing, the Russia war, the pronouns, the trannies, the men can have babies. How far out of the realm of possibility is it that we're going to start coddling pedophiles? We are completely going in the wrong direction.
Oh, we've already started. We've already started that. They've already started coddling pedophiles. They're making excuses.
So you know, it's gone. It's all, the toothpaste is out of the tube. How do
but
we?
But Joe, let me ask you this: why do we sit back and allow it to happen? I mean, I just don't see a lot of overt acts by folks pushing back on these folks they're just willing to accept it. I mean, is it fear of being ostracized or being called racist or xenophobe? I mean, they get aggressive in their name calling and everything else. It doesn't bother me. I push back because I think all of this is absolutely asinine. I mean, we've lost our minds
here. That is a great question, and I would love an answer to that. That is the question of our time. You were a public official once. You had and you have a platform. You know, guys like me and hundreds of thousands, millions of people, we don't have a platform. What do? We can only vote. If you speak out of anything racist, they cancel you. If you speak, our platform is so limited, but yet we are charging hard the wrong direction. I would love to know the answer to what is the most effective way that the everyday guy like me that doesn't have a platform other than on your show, to be honest, what do we do to right this ship? Because you have, and I'll use a nasty word, you have idiots like the mayor of New Orleans who is destroying our city, but stupid doesn't know stupid. So she doesn't understand. I have clients from out of town that laugh at our city. They used to come in for a big conference. They laugh at it. They'll send me videos of this idiot speaking on the news channels and send me YouTubes. It's like, man, what is up with your city? I no longer want to go there. We have a competitive advantage in a lot of ways with our city. Used to be charming, used to be known for its food. We still have good food. But like I told the man that put me on this phone call, you know, we used to be able to go into Galatoire's, GW Fins. I've talked to you about this before. You used to be able to go in there, 7 o'clock dinner, have a couple of drinks, have a nice meal, come strolling out on the bourbon, walk to your car. You can no longer do that. I stopped doing that about 2 years ago. I know you're fans of both of those places, as am I, but it's not an option now. You go down there with your loved ones, and you're really going to come out on Bourbon Street and walk to your car at 8 o'clock? I'm not. The risk-reward is not there for me. But again, back to the general premise, this move to the liberal thinking that we're hard-charging into is it on all the ways, and then some that I've highlighted to you, somebody's got to tell me where we are better off for this liberal thinking. I don't get it. I'd love to know where. I'd love to be proven wrong.
No, I'm with you.
I know that's a lot to unpack.
No, it's not really. I mean, we're living it every day, right? I mean, we're seeing it every day, and the folks that they – are talking about actually wanting to protect, those are the folks that are having a higher incident rate in their neighborhood. They're the ones suffering more than anyone else. The folks that are in upper middle class, upper class incomes, they make accommodations. They're nimble. They can afford to do things. They can alter their lifestyle on a snap of a finger. Others cannot. And those are the folks that are really being hammered by these policies day in and day out. But we're not connecting dots. And we continue to vote people in that continue to talk this craziness, like incarcerated individual. That's softer than inmate. It has the same exact meaning. It's like we're engaging in these activities just for the sake of the engagement. We have too much time on our hands. We're not focusing on the right things. We're not setting the right priorities. And we continue to do this all the time. I mean, when you think about the amount of energy that was spent dealing with facial recognition and other intelligence tools to gather criminal intelligence to do what? To empower the police to be able to, what, go out and catch the bad guy. You think about all the energy consumed in the debate on this subject, and we talk about things in the abstract, and maybe there was one or two misidentifications, so therefore everything is subject to abuse when you have human intervention. So if that's going to be the platform, then we can't do anything. Policing, then, subject to abuse. I mean, you know, how about elected officials? Subject to abuse. How many did we have under indictment in the last 3 to 5 years and facing indictment? I mean, you know, we've lost our minds. We're going crazy on this stuff. And meanwhile, our communities, our people, rich, middle income, poor, are all suffering at differing levels. But the poor population in our city is suffering more than anyone else. And that's who, allegedly, they're standing up for. Really? We'll be right back.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.